Take a peek behind the curtain. It's Your Gig Is Showing.
It is Your Gig Is Showing, and I have with me a couple of project managers from the Auckland Museum this morning. Morena to Jess Smith. Morena.
Morena.
Oh, I'd better turn your microphone on. That would help, wouldn't it?
Morena. Morena, Karen.
And Helen Sheehan.
Kia ora.
How are you doing?
Yeah, good.
Very well, thanks. Yeah.
Very early this morning. In fact, you were here before me.
That's Sam, our publicist, making sure we got here on time.
And you did. Did you get a cup of coffee or anything before you arrived?
Oh, I'm doing this thing actually at the moment where I'm trying to drink coffee a bit later after getting up. Apparently it's meant to be better to wait. So I haven't had my morning coffee yet, but I'll be having one straight after this.
Better for what?
I don't know, just like letting your body kind of wake up and do its own thing maybe before the caffeine injection.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Just giving yourself the boost when you really need it.
Yeah, maybe, and that'll be after this.
Yeah. And also very, very busy for you because you've got this gig coming up at the Auckland Museum. And first of all, I have to say that it's not a place where you naturally think of live gigs happening at the museum.
No.
Yeah, we were actually talking about that. Well, we're really lucky because we work on the public programs team at the museum, and it's our job basically to create opportunities for community and Aucklanders and visitors to Auckland to come in and experience the museum. But for us, we're all about bringing it alive, I guess. So we're doing all sorts of things, activations, live performances like this gig coming up. We had New Zealand Dance Company yesterday and today performing their Matariki program. We do stuff for kids. We do night at the museum. So actually, we've got a really awesome remit, and yeah, just sort of breaking down those big concrete walls of the museum and making people see it as a living, breathing space and a space to come and hang out and bring the kids and come to cool live gigs with cool bands like this one. Yeah. And yeah, it's intimate, so it's quite a cool place to come and see some of your favourite artists play, because you don't often get that opportunity to see, well, seeing Shea Fu play with his band The Crates. I mean, we've only got 400 odd seats, so it's an intimate experience. It's not like, you know, a big stand-up rock gig at the festival.
But, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, Helen, whereabouts is it in the museum that you hold the performances?
We'll be in Te Ao Marama, the south atrium, which is kind of the newer end of the building. For this one, which is where we put on a lot of our kind of nighttime events. And it's a beautiful, really beautiful space, really gorgeous room. One of the reasons why perhaps people don't think about us putting on gigs so much is we do have to turn it around very, very, very quickly from being a public museum, and serving all the people that it serves until 5 p.m. each day. We have about, 2 hours to put in everything we need, staging. The lighting's already there, luckily, but all the sound,
PA.
All the
gear.
So you've got people standing by ready to light
on. Yeah, we've got a small task force. Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is the next Friday night, and as you mentioned, Shea Fu, Lal and Geneva AM are playing, and it's a celebration of Pacifica music.
It is Pacifica Māori music. One of the things, I started at the museum a couple of years ago, and the Live at Museum, which is the banner that the live music events get presented under, has had quite a strong kaupapa to present senior and emerging artists alongside one another. And I think that's awesome. You get that knowledge sharing and sharing of space between artists who are like, been around the block and done a lot of it and have probably much larger profiles playing alongside newer voices. And we're trying to honour that kaupapa, but also this particular program is a response that we've put together to the Mana protest and print exhibition that we have on at the museum at the moment. Because that's telling the story of the Mana newspaper, which was only around for almost a year between 1977 and 1978. But it was basically a space they were writing for the Pacific community, the Māori community, and they were printing in, I think, 8 different languages. So they were way ahead of the game. And, yeah, it was an advocacy paper, and there's an excellent exhibition on at the moment. So if people are interested in local history, I'd really recommend everyone come and check it out.
Oh, what does it entail? What do you see when you go into the
There's lots of iterations of some of the old issues. There's storytelling around all of the founding editors. There's a lot of archive footage, television and film archive footage in the room. So yeah, it's sort of it's beautifully put together. There's a beautiful graphic design. So there's like an aesthetic. The minute you walk in, you feel like the mana print that was quite a beautiful font that they had for their masthead has been reinterpreted by some of the young artists at the museum and turned into this whole kind of typographic motif design.
There's these really awesome posters, like looking at all the posters around this room, these posters which are telling the story of all the of the politics of the time, and they're awesome.
Great. Different movements.
Right, so it's adjacent to this gig that's on next Friday night. Amazing that you have, I think it's pretty amazing that you've got Shay Fu there, and he's coming along to play with the Crates.
Shay's going to play with his band, the Crates, and actually his dad, Tingi Lau Ness, is also going to join him. His children are also in his band, so we'll have three generations within just Shay's performance. And Tingi Lau was actually one of the founding editors of the Mana newspaper. So there's all this beautiful intergenerational kind of connection in whakapapa, and it's going to be, I've kind of wanted to do a gig with Shay for a really long time because we went to intermediate school together.
Did you? Whereabouts?
Ponsonby Intermediate.
Oh, yeah.
We're both born and raised and grew up in central Auckland. And, he's sort of just one of those artists too where, you know, if you're sort of my generation, I'm almost 50, it's a soundtrack to your life, really, all of Shay's music. Yeah. It's just, it takes you back and,
And when you listen to it, like from this Navigator album to tracks like Misty Frequencies and the songs that are on it, he should have been an international superstar if he had been, now and the internet was around, it seems to me that communication base was around.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
But it's still never too late.
Pick up on some of my favourites are off his 2B Pacific album, the one before the Navigator.
Yeah.
Because I was a bit of a hip-hop head back in those days, and I feel like the hip-hop vibes on that album really came through. Just beautiful songs, and what a voice. I mean, looking forward to seeing him in the South Atrium at the museum next week. Hey, it's going to be beautiful.
So we have a listen then to Shay Fu. This is not Misty Frequencies. It's actually Hold Tight, playing next Friday night at the Auckland Museum.
The days keep passing. asking myself, ooh, why am I still waiting when I know I can help? Without machine gun fire, and it's on home ground, spirit locked down. Still, we must say, brother, hold tight. I can see the skies are clearing over. Sister, hold tight. I can see the skies have blown away. Hold tight, I can see the skies are clearing over. Papa, hold tight, if we do, then we will be okay. Now you're wandering around, thinking about this time when we would be together, saying no. Sending out an O-S-O-S. We listen, receiving you. So all you've got to say is, brother, hold tight. I can see the skies are clearing over. Sister, hold tight. I can see the skies have blown away. Hold tight, I can see the skies are clearing over. Papa, hold tight, if we do, then we will be okay.
Shafu and Hold Tight, and Shafu playing in the city next Friday night live at the museum. Shafu and the Crates, Liao and Geneva AM. And I've got a couple of guests this morning, one who hasn't had her coffee yet, Jess and Helen from the museum, talking about the gig that's on. Has it got a particular name? Is it just Friday Night Live? What is it called?
Live at the Museum.
Live at the Museum is his actual name, right.
Shafu, Liao. Geneva AM.
Cool. Yeah. So, and Liao too. That'll be great. What order are they playing in?
Geneva will open with her set, and she's been joined on stage by Ngafi 2 Ensemble for one of her new tracks that she's just has dropped this week. We went to a gig on Thursday night.
That track is dropping on the 7th of July.
Officially on the 7th of July. Yeah. And then Liao will be the second act, and then Shay and the Crates will be on.
And
last.
Family.
Yeah, Tingi Lao. Yeah,
yes.
With Tingi Lao, yes. Yeah,
great. So I love this new Geneva AM track. I think it's absolutely fantastic. It's just got such a local feel to it.
It does, eh? Yeah. She's such a talent, Geneva. I was... she and I kicked around at Auckland Girls Grammar School back in the day, although I was a little bit older than she was. It's so cool to see how much artistry she is putting out into the world. She's prolific. I think she's had like 3 gigs this week, at least, I think. And then, so we went and saw the... her preview, her little album preview at Goblin Bar the other night.
How'd that go?
Oh, it was an absolute treat. Yeah. She's amazing. Her album is such an awesome mix of her own original tracks, like the one that we're about to play, and also some incredibly playful, joyful covers of old waiata, like Pōkari Kariana and Puri and Nei, like you have never heard before, as a drum and bass track. Like, it is. I never want to hear it any other way. We'll be like in a mihi whakatau, and I'll be waiting for the drop.
When she says that she grew up next to the museum, was it pretty close.
Yeah, well, she actually grew up right next door to Shay. And we didn't know that, but when we were having our hui with all of these artists about the idea of them coming to play at the museum, and we spoke to Geneva, she was like, oh, my God, that would be amazing. I actually grew up next to Shay, and they were literally neighbours. But I think she grew up down in, must have been Morningside, was it?
I'm actually not sure.
Because she talks about the motorway in her backyard.
and her waka.
And her waka in the museum. Which was another kōrero we had with her.
What is that about?
Well, she whakapapas to the wakatoa that's in Māori Court in the museum. And she, you know, talked to us about that. And I think she'd obviously already put these lyrics, and you know, she'd already written this song. So it was sort of, I don't know, things just happen like that, don't they? Where you just start to kind of reach out to people, and some things just feel like they're meant to be. So it's perfect that she's coming to sing this waiata at the museum, because she's going to be right next to her taonga in the building in the other room.
Yes, yeah. So perfect. Yeah. Absolutely. Mm. Okay, so live at the museum next Friday night, the 27th of June. Your press release said it was on at 7:30 a.m, but I doubt that.
No.
That would mean, maybe that would be better, because we'd have more time to sound check. We could pack in at about 2 a.m. instead of packing in at 5, and then doors open at 7:30, and then the gig starts at 8.
So, yeah. You're right.
7:30.
PM. So that's next Friday night, the 27th of June. How much are the tickets to go?
I think we've sold out of our standing, so our seated tickets are between 53 and slightly more, 59.
Oh, how does that work then? Is there an area where you're seated and you don't get the, you know, your view of the stage or whatever isn't obscured if you're seated?
No, because we're going to put them on big risers, so the stage will be quite high, probably a bit higher than what people would be used to. But basically, because it is flat floor seating, with the stage at this level, everyone can get a really great view. But also, I don't think people will be sitting for very long at this gig. Geneva's going to get people up and moving pretty quick, I think.
Immediately.
And then, yes, we have area around the back where we've got sort of some bar leaners and stools and standing room, which is fine too, because people can move around. And we'll have the mana exhibition open, so in between the acts, people can check out the exhibition on the night.
Well, thank you for all your mahi on behalf of us citizens of Tāmaki Makaurau. We appreciate that we can go to the museum and see some music.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Great.
Thanks, Karen.
And I'm going to want to play this Geneva AM, and thanks for coming in so early, and I hope you can get your coffee now, Jess.
I'm going.
Helen and Jess from the Auckland Museum, have a great gig too, and this is Geneva AM. Thank you.
Thanks, Karen. Ko whakapuna ki te maunga, ko waikare moana te roto, ko waipaua te marae. Ko horuta te waka, ko ngāti hinga hinga te hapu, ko ngāti ruapani te iwi, tēnā koe. I wanna believe I'm never alone. How does it feel when you're finally home? I wanna believe I'm never alone. How does it feel when you're finally home? My tears.
Whirunaki te maunga, ko wai kare moana te roto, ko wai paua te marae. Ko harauta te waka, ko Ngāti hinga hinga te hapu, ko Ngāti ruapani te iwi, tēnā koe.
That's beautiful. That's Geneva AM and Urban Planning. And if you'd like to get a ticket for Live at the Museum, you can go to the Auckland Museum website or Event Finder for that gig next Friday night, 27th of June.
That was Your Gig Is Showing.